It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
For more than a decade, FTI has strived to become the leader in the aftermarket performance transmission and converter industry. We've joined forces with McLeod Driveline Components under the leadership of Top Fuel Funny Car pilot Paul Lee, and now have a larger distribution network, more resources, and more power. Come see us in the pits and ask how you can join the FTI family. It's not cheating. It is the competitive edge.
Hey, everybody. WFO. How's everybody doing out there? Joe Costello back with you. What a week it has been. Mike Salinas and now Aaron Stanfield. Going to talk a little Camping World Pro stock. Going to look ahead to the Constant Aviation Factory Stock Showdown season opener at the Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. It's going to be great. We got the two-time champ who has already scored a victory here in 2022. Back-to-back finals. He's a new dad. Aaron Stanfield going to be joining us just seconds from now. First, though, got to tell you about the people who make it possible. And I know, like you probably hear this over and over again, and the answer is good, because the day you need something from one of our sponsors, you'll think to yourself, that's right. They support WFO. I absolutely love it. And fans of Pro Stock, we'd ask you to share this one. One of our great young talents is about to tell us how he won his race. FTI Performance, you heard about them already. Appreciate Paul Lee and that team jumping on board. I know a lot of the competitors out there, the Baby Gators, right there in the home of FTI, going to really be going for it this weekend. Good luck to all you racers, both this week and next week in the Gator Nationals. Then there's Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. TotalSeal.com got new episodes of Hidden Horsepower going up all the time. So subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Listen to that podcast. But it's really an exercise in ring seal. They help out a lot of the top engine builders out there, and it's almost uniformity. Right there in the pit area, you talk to people, the high-performance engine builders, and very often they use Total Seal. Go to TotalSeal.com to find out more information. SamTech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. I know that the guys at Stanfield had a couple of graduates from SamTech that have gone on to big things with them. We'll ask Aaron about that in a second, but it's a great place to get a foundational education. Go check them out at SamTech.edu. Brian Maskill and the team down there helping out the next generation of CNC programmers, motorsport EFI tuners, etc. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. This is just fun. If you've got somebody with a birthday coming up, instead of like stressing over a gift, why don't you get them Frank Hawley's Dragster Adventure, where they can drive a dragster. They get to make three runs, one half track pass, two full track passes, and they can even set up a race if they want to do that. That's an extra charge. But the bottom line is, Frank has got a great program traveling around the country. Check it out. And then there's Marvin Rodak, RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. I'm drinking Rodak's coffee today, and I got to tell you, it's a secret blend, the likes of which will soon be named. And I will tell you, it's amazing. So be ready for the secret blend, but I can't tell you any more than that. 817-924-6821. That's RodaksCoffeeAndGrills.com. I'll tell you about the Patreons a little bit later on in the show, but now it's time for everybody to share if you love Pro Stock, because he's got two final rounds so far this season. He won the Arizona Nationals. He is Aaron Stanfield. What's up, Aaron? How are you?
Good, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Super excited to have you on. But you're a new dad, right? Let's talk about the kid first. How's that going?
Man, that was, for sure, a really special experience. Joel and I had our first baby, and, she couldn't be more perfect. It's been a really good experience.
But what about everybody says that this new feeling of like responsibility comes over you and you realize that life isn't all about Aaron, that it's about, you've got to keep her alive and you got to make money. Is any of that happened to you? Like this feeling of, I don't want to say anxiety because it's good, but greater responsibility?
For sure. I mean, there's definitely more responsibility that comes along with it, but, everything else in life, I mean, I feel like I've been, I felt really responsible so far to this point. But I can tell you that, when I come home from the shop at the end of the day, my wife says I give Oakley way more attention than I give her.
Oh, that's a big mistake by you. You got you got to figure that one out. And that, well, there's something new, right?
Got to find some balance.
Yeah, exactly. But Joe Lee knows probably as much about racing as anybody else out there, and knows that she wants to be in the car as soon as is possible also.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're actually planning on sticking her in one of our dragsters here and letting her do some racing sometime this year when everything's ready.
Yeah, well, she did a great job with this whole deal. Congratulations on that. We got everybody checking in out there. Chuck says, happy Friday. Maddie is out there saying, what's up? Hello to Joe and Aaron. Tater Troyer is out there, one of your competitors in Constant Aviation Factory Stock Showdown. He lives just across the state from me. You got to be excited about the kickoff of Factory Stock.
I am. We're ready to go. We've been working hard, and we're actually buttoning up a couple of cars here and fixing to load everything up.
Yeah, it's coming fast, right? Like we were just complaining about the winter break, and now we're ready to go. All right, so let's talk about the big win out there. Going back to the Winter Nationals, you made the final round, but you had like an electrical gremlin and pushed in the clutch, and he goes on to win the race. To come back and back it up with a win, that's the statement right there. You've come to play. You were not happy with your driving, though. Let's do the round by round and see what happened. Obviously, first round, Alan Pruszynski goes red, but he wasn't beating you. That 50 with the three, that's where Al Lindsay shouldn't be able to jump like that, but he did.
Yeah, Big Al can get some air when he's excited, for sure.
Yeah, 23 years out here, by the way. Tribute to Big Al Lindsay for being successful out there on in NHRA Pro Stock for that long. But, you know, were you setting up for a 50, or is that something that just kind of happened?
Sorry, you broke up on me a little bit there, Joe. What was that?
I was saying, were you guys planning to run a 50, or is that something that just happened?
I don't think we were planning on, running that fast. Obviously, we knew we had a really fast race car. It just it made a really, really nice run. I mean, I could definitely feel it. It was just one of those runs where everything was perfect.
And that was a career best for you? Yes or no? Was that a career
NHRA race?
Yeah. Okay.
That's NHRA.
Well, that's the best run that we've seen in a long time in pro stock, and thank goodness, right? That's one of those that you want to see every once in a while. I'd like to see these cars in the 40s a little more often, and it feels like we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting real close. They've been working really hard. I mean, trying to find some more power and getting the cars working really well. And they've done a great job. I think it's shown the past few races how hard they've worked on it.
So second round sets up this matchup against Greg Anderson. Anderson gets by Dallas, who goes red, and GA puts a 53.7 on the board. You left first and also outran him, but another 40 reaction time. So what are you thinking at that point? Are you thinking you're a little slow? Or are you thinking that maybe everybody is a little slow?
Us as drivers probably look at, how everybody else is doing. And sometimes a rollout can seem a little loose or a little tight at certain racetracks, but in qualifying, I mean, I started out driving good, so I knew I was capable of doing it at that racetrack. And just on race day, I was just struggling, getting off the clutch pedal. And sometimes it happened, but luckily I had a really good race car to bail me out.
Exactly. Speaking of Big Al Lindsay, he's out there watching right now. Way to go, Al. What's up? Let's see. Jim saying congratulations. Chuck back out there. Congratulations on the baby, of course. So the semifinals, Mason McGahey takes out your teammate, Erica. Then you run Mason. He's 001, and you dodged one there. Simple and plain. The consistency of the car, though, 50, 53, 53. But if he had gotten down the racetrack, I heard he deadheaded going into high gear or somewhere along the route, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would have been a tough one to beat with that 001 light. He'd have had to make a really bad run if he got down the racetrack for me to win that round.
But
so, gotta have luck.
You gotta have luck, right? Like, you know, you gotta go down the racetrack. Sets up a final round matchup against Troy Coughlin Jr., another teammate at Elite, and you were able to step it up and have your best reaction time of the day. You're 39, he's 38, you're 52.6, he's 53.9. Good race, you win, and you're on the board here in 2022. Talk about that feeling of scoring the victory after a final round, after the birth of your daughter, now a win. Your dad made the final round out there at Belrose. Big weekend for the Stanfield family.
Big week for the Stanfield family. I mean, of course, it's never an old feeling, or never gets old getting to hold up the Wally at the end of the day. Just not only for me, just everybody that's involved with me, Big Al, Casey, Blake, Timmy, Jake, and all the other guys at Elite, and Janik Brothers, JC3 Energy. I mean, it's just really cool to be able to share that experience with them, because I've just got a really, really good people, really good group of people around me. So that just makes it that much more special. And to be able to, you know, have Jolie and I have our first child, you know, a couple days before, it just, you know,
Oh, he froze. Uh-oh. But now he's back. Now you're back. You're back, and you're bigger, better than ever. All right. So let me ask you a couple of things, okay? Team Princess, explain.
Well, I'm not really sure how it started, but I can say, you know, when the showdown cars are there, you know, it's a little bit more tough for me to be involved the whole time with the pro stock car. So, you know, sometimes they'll pick me up at the scales in between runs to get back to another car or what have you. And, you know, the guys, Kyle in the engine shop, of course, you know, he says, we get the best bullet, and, you know, we get the best clutch unit and all that good stuff. It's just a little inner team rivalry, and it's fun.
Yeah. No, who came up with that, though? Like, I heard about it through the grapevine that you guys are Team Princess, which means, you know, I get it, right? They got to cater to you a little bit. But where does that come from? Who's the other side of the rivalry?
I really think it came from Casey. You know, just he's doing the clutch this year on my car, and he does a really good job. But I think it probably came from, you know, having to pick me up at the scales and weigh the car, or, you know, hop in another car, and, you know, whenever he has to, you know, tow the car back to the pits, you know, he might throw a princess in there or something like that.
I like it. Well, listen, that's you're getting hazed. You've already got 5 pro stock wins, and you're still getting a little hazing. That is, yeah, that
it
is
never ends.
Exactly. All right, let's see who else is out there. Craig Gaultier is out there, says that the Iceman AA is the bomb.com. The nickname, Iceman. I'm trying to keep it going out there. Is that what they're calling you inside the team?
There's some people that use it, but, you know, whatever sticks. It doesn't really matter to me.
We're trying to get to the bottom of that. Courtney is out there, the man. He did great, Doug Core. Congratulations. Jeff's out there. Congratulations on your win. Troy says, impressive young fella. Team dynamics of Elite, so many hitters, has to be wild. What about that? I heard you guys had 40 people out there this past weekend, like 40 guys working on Elite stuff. That is a massive undertaking for pro stock.
It is. They've done a really, really good job. I'm sure a lot of people would have thought, you know, taking on that many cars would be a really, really hard feat, but they've shown they can do it. And I think they've just got some really good leaders and some really good people working all together, all kind of pulling in the same direction.
And for pro stock. So the start of the season, I feel like we're in mid-season form. Nobody came out of the box like rusty. Elite has clearly found some power, right? You're laying down some big runs. KB was maybe ahead at the end of last year by a little bit with Greg's car. And just goes to show you how that development race works. And now it looks like the Elite cars have a little bit of an advantage. Now's a good time to make some hay with that advantage. How do you guys do that? You seem to think you can even drive a little better.
Well, I know I can drive better. And, you know, is if we can just stay consistent, you know, last year we kind of we had some really good days and then we didn't have good days. It was hard to find that middle, you know, that middle ground. So I think the biggest thing for us is to stay consistent. And the biggest thing for me is I need to do a better job behind the wheel. And I think we'll be really tough to beat throughout the year.
No, I agree. And I love the youth movement in pro stock. All right. Before we transition to Constant Aviation Factory Showdown, and I even want to ask you about Factory X a little bit. I want to do something where maybe people can get to know you a little bit better, because you have grown up in this world of racing, right? And your dad, what happened to your dad in the final round, by the way? We were trying to figure out.
Against Speedy Emmons.
But what was the deal? I tell me the race. You broke up a little bit.
He was a Speedy Emmons cut a pretty good light. My dad had missed a tree a little bit. He said he was struggling a little bit in Belrose as well. So maybe it was a weird day for both of us. But
the champs,
he just missed a tree a little bit, and that just kind of that cost him the race.
All right. So Speedy gets the win. Yeah. I saw the Emmons brothers, but you know, that's everybody supports each other. All right. So Aaron, do you have a favorite movie? A movie that you watch over and over again?
Man, it would have to be probably Top Gun or Days of Thunder. I always joke with Jake, who backs me up and works in the pro stock car. Whenever he gets on the radio after we win, he sounds, you know, he gets pretty pumped up. I say it sounds like Days of Thunder on the radio.
All right. Okay. What about food? Like, is there a food that's your go-to favorite? You know, some people like Italian. What would the dish be? Some people like a big juicy steak. Where do you go? Like the restaurant that you're going to get a big, awesome steak that you love the best. Favorite food?
So if as far as nice food goes, if I had to pick, it definitely be a steak. I love In-N-Out Burger and I love Cane's Chicken Fingers. So, you know, if I'm by myself and I have a choice of where to go to eat, I'm going to Cane's or In-N-Out probably.
Cane's? What? I don't even know what that is.
It's chicken fingers. They're spread. They might not. You might not have any over by you, but there's a lot over here. It started in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Got it. No, regional thing like that. And I love In-N-Out as well. I'm not having it right now. But yeah, it's the greatest of all time for what it is, right? An inexpensive, cheap, fast burger in and out. Plus, they love racing and that. Okay, you told me you played baseball, if a memory serves me right. But if you're not going to be thinking about drag racing and you're not thinking about being a new dad, what are you thinking about?
Are you taking out racing totally?
Yes.
Being in the shop and just kind of learning and just the aspect of performance, right? I really enjoy engines, and that's kind of a big reason why I enjoy the shootout so much. Is it's something we are putting our blood, sweat, and tears into, and just learning the dynamics of each engine combination, and being able to help people also accomplish their dreams as well. I do really enjoy that.
Have you been surprised by being noticed or recognized by a race fan somewhere yet? Like, hey, you're in the grocery store and it's like, you're the guy from TV that I saw win. Has that happened to you yet?
Once or twice that's happened to me.
There you go.
Maybe some people are starting to remember my name.
That's it. Well, and on that note, they have us do this fan poll when we have a lot of time before the final round. And at the Winter Nationals, like, how many for Erica? And it's like, everybody. And how many for Aaron? And it's like, me.
Two.
but two guys. But yeah. That, you know, you got to fight for that, right? Yeah. Like, you're making a name for yourself. You recognize you got to fight for fans.
For sure. I mean, I've grown up around the sport and, you know, I understand how all that works. And Eric has been doing really good for a long time. So I'm just here to, you know, I want to continue growing the stock of my name and keep doing well.
Oh, look at that. Of course, Lupe Tortilla. A year ago, I didn't know what that meant. Now I do. And yes, it's amazing. Yes. PB&J or bologna, says Dragster Jeff. Is it either?
I'm going for bologna.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
That's, no turkey.
You're against turkey. I like it. Okay. Constant Aviation Factory Stock Showdown. What can we expect this year that's different from last year? Memory serves me right. They kind of got things mostly level, The Fords were still fast, but not as fast. Hopefully they're going to show up. What do you know about all that? And give me your season preview.
I think the first race is going to be a bloodbath. There's going to be a lot of good race cars fighting for 16 spots. I think we're getting some more Dodge involvement, at least for Gainesville, and it seems like we're getting some Mustangs back. And of course, the Chevy programs are always pretty strong. So I think you're going to see a fight to qualify, and I think you're going to see some good cars going home. So our plan is to make sure we have all of our ducks in a row and come out swinging with all of our cars.
And how many cars are you going to be tuning? You guys, Steven, is Archie still on the program? Kind of lay out the umbrella, the Stanfield prepared cars.
So I'll be driving, of course. David Janik, we're going to start out with a Copo in Gainesville, and then we're going to transition into a Cobra Jet as the year goes on. And Stephen Bell, of course, and then Rick Hord's son that races Pro Mod. We'll be working with him and kind of getting their program off the ground. They're kind of starting at all this. So we're really excited about our four guys. We're gonna do our best and see if we can do some winning this year.
Wow! So you're gonna have to tune a Cobra Jet and a Camaro in the same weekend. Two totally different engine designs. You guys are building the engine for that car?
Yes. We've had a couple on the dyno, and they've done pretty good. So we're just trying to, you know, make sure we have something good and competitive before we go out and start racing.
And that's probably really smart for you to understand the true differences in the power plants. What have you learned so far about, you know, I hear all the chain and the overhead cams and all of that is intimidating at first, but once you figure it all out, you know, as a pushrod guy, I'm sure early on, what have been some of the surprises dealing with that Coyote power plant?
I would say for starters, I mean, our first try, I mean, it did really, really, really well. I was surprised how much power it made right off the bat. But of course, it's intimidating for me. All I've built is pushrodded engines, so you know, four camshafts a little scary. But I would say the biggest thing that surprised me is thought it was going to be the car is a little bit more difficult to work on. But as far as the engine goes, I think it's just like any engine, you're just learning the dynamics of it and kind of figuring out what it wants and making certain moves, you know, looking at what those moves did and adjusting from there.
Excellent. Well, that's going to be very exciting to watch you do. A Team Princess to the front. Good luck,
yeah,
of course.
That's right.
You're going to be busy. You're not running Top Dragster also, right? You can't do all
I'll that. I'll be doing some divisional racing with Top Dragster. I'll still be at, you know, the only D4 divisional I missed was Belrose last weekend, but I'll be at all the other ones. You know, we try to get out there and take care of our customers. We have a good bit of customers that race at those races. And so I might as well race while I'm there.
Got it. Eric wants to know where fans can purchase the shirt that we saw you wearing. And it is. That's a pretty cool shirt that you're rocking in these photos. Where can, you know, who handles that? Stanfield Gear.
It is a good looking shirt. We will be having some new apparel at a Bose apparel trailer, and it'll be at every national event. They weren't at didn't have the shirts yet at Phoenix, but we'll have them at the rest of the races.
Hot Rod Randy. Awesome. Very good. Very good. All right, Aaron. Good catching up with you. Thank you very much. Give the best to Joe Lee and to your dad and the whole team over there. And it won't be long. We'll be seeing you in Gainesville. We get to go again. The Gator Nationals. Like, how big a deal would it be to win the Gator Nationals? It's a huge race.
Oh, Pro Stock, you know, we, was it 2 years ago, we had a chance of winning in two classes in factory stock and Pro Stock, and we came up just a little bit short in Pro Stock. But, man, it would be cool to kind of redeem that and see if we can go for two.
Exactly. This guy says it's Derek. He's like, wants to know how to pronounce Joe Lee's name. Is your wife's name pronounced Joe Lee or like Julie, but with an O instead of a U?
It's so people sometimes get it confused. It's not Joe Lee. It's Jolie, like one you know, one smooth name, no hyphen in there.
Jolie.
Yep. Jolie.
And Oakley. Oakley.
Yep. Oakley. Oakley and Jolie. So yeah. it's not Jolie. It's Jolie.
Jolie. Right. Exactly. But you could probably pronounce it like J-O-E-L-Y. Jolie.
Yep.
There it is. Awesome. Aaron, thank you very much for spending the time. Go back to making some horsepower. We'll see you out in Gainesville. It is Friday. I don't know if you guys do happy hour, but please say hi to your dad, and excited to see you guys go after it again in a week.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. There goes Aaron Stanfield with us here on WFO Radio. Great job. And you know, a little hitch in the internet on this given day at this given time, but I think we got it all in. And he likes a big juicy steak. Who doesn't? I do. Right. But then the question would go, you know, like, what's your favorite chain steakhouse? Right. Like the ones that you can get anywhere. Right. Is it Ruth's Chris? Is it Smith and Wolensky? Is it Fleming? It's like these are questions that I think about. And then the private steakhouses around the country that we all love to go to. But then again, he likes In-N-Out Burger. And so do I. We'll have that conversation the next time he wins. All right. Put your questions and comments in the comment section, like Tater Troyer. What is the bump spot going to be? Any guesses? 792 says Tater. I don't know. I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to go there, Tater. What do you think? 792? That would be a good bump spot. I'd like it. All depends on the weather, I guess. Thanks, Aaron. That's what I call him. Anyone named Aaron now is like Aaron. Hi, Aaron. Where would you recommend someone start their Quest and Pro Stock license? I think he knows. Jeff, you're in the right spot. You're in the right spot. Jeff's trying to hook up with his license. I see a new shirt being added to our collection. Says Monica, we're selling some gear for Aaron Stanfield. I love it. Everything was good on this side. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, it's unknown to me, but it's also possible that I see a little skip in the matrix and Aaron sees a skip in the matrix and the end user doesn't. That's also possible. Who knows? Who knows? All right, final comments, no baloney. I just choose to... No, PB&J is pretty good. What's wrong with that? All right, final comments in the comment section before we get on out of here. I do want to recommend you check out Mike Salinas from yesterday. Mike said some really great things, and it was a total get-to-know Mike Salinas session. And he says he's ready to, quote-unquote, kick everybody's ass. That was his quote, or something very close to that, for a paraphrase. So go check it out. If you want some WFO gear, got a notification that our WFO gear is going like gangbusters, long-sleeve T-shirts and sweatshirts and the giant logo shirt that everybody likes. Those are all available in our T Public merch store. Go to WFOradio.com to lock it in. You can lock it in. And our sponsors, the people who make it possible, like FTIPerformance.com. They're located in DeLand, Florida. They're going to have a big representation out there at the Baby Gators and the Gator Nationals. So if you're interested in high-performance torque converters, Power Glide transmissions, or more, all the way up through Pro Mod, Top Dragster, Top Sportsman, go to FTIPerformance.com. Tell them you heard about it on WFO. Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology. Total Seal. You can get the podcast on their website. Go check it out. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. I didn't ask about Colliner. Couple of Samtech grads at work at Stanfield Racing Engines. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. And Marvin Rodak, rodakscoffeeandgrills.com. Also want to shout out to the Patreons, patreon.com/WFO radio. You can get this on our webpage, WFOradio.com. And it's its own universe. They get their own shows. They get Monday Motivation. They get to participate and watch with the Ignition Show. And all you got to do is listen to the Ignition Show to understand that it's like a secret society. Right? It's a secret VIP listeners club. Everything except for the secret part, because I'm telling you about it. But what do? They pay. They pay a monthly support. They support WFO directly. They help us pay our electric bill and our internet bill and all the different bills that we have here around the WFO universe by supporting at a level that they choose. And they get a little WFO swag, and swag is getting ready to go out, guys, to the latest Patreons. If you're a recent Patreon the past like 3-4 weeks, we're about to send out a batch. We're going to run a batch. Patreon.com/WFO radio. All right. Let's see what the final comments are. Oh, man. Monica, great interview. Good luck this weekend while you're out there racing. Go fast. No, I don't want to go fast. I want to go consistent. I'm not going to be in the 12s again with the GTO. So I did the headlights on the GTO the other night. It was something that was, you know, bugging me a little bit that the GTO, and you're not going to be able to see it in this photograph, but that, not this GTO, although that would be really cool, Joe Aerosmith's car. Thanks to Joe for running the stickers. But this GTO, unfortunately, the paint flaked off anything plastic on there. But I, you know, your headlights get all hazy. Well, I bought one of those products and I went through the process and it worked. It's like, yeah, very good. So I'm really hoping to go out there and be consistent, and that the spot that I was launching on last time, which is a very natural spot off the bottom, works. I'm going to focus in on my starting line RPM a little more. I'm going to try to be a little better, and I'm going there to turn on wind lights and win the race. And so we'll see what happens. That's tomorrow at Palm Beach International Raceway. What I hear to be the third from final race ever at the racetrack. Now, there are some council meetings out there, and I hear some folks in the local area are going to go and present at the for the commissioners. I believe, and let me just take 40 seconds to do this, that the facility in West Palm Beach, Florida, is vital to the community and to keeping people safe and off the streets, but also to the local economy. People go to Palm Beach International Raceway from around the world. They go there for various reasons. Sports car guys, drag racing people, they fly in, they go to West Palm Beach, they move there to be close to the track. Nobody goes anywhere to see a distribution hub. Nobody goes anywhere. The only reason West Palm Beach, Florida is like on the map of the world is because of beaches and this racetrack. Otherwise, you can get beaches anywhere all around Florida. You can get beaches anywhere. This racetrack is so important. So hopefully someone in that commission will realize they need to stop it. They need to stop it. They need to save this track. They need to work with the investors maybe. Maybe these people don't even realize that they're going to unleash a problem in our community. I think you probably all saw that NHRA has lowered their elapsed time limitations for cars that are street legal 2014 and newer to 9 seconds. There are so many fast cars out there. Where can you race them? Where can you race them? What are you going to do? The whole concept of drag racing is to keep kids off the street. You've had a racing facility for 50 years, and now you're not going to have one? It's going to be very bad for the local community. Is a warehouse district, is a distribution hub, like we can't put that somewhere else? We can't put the distribution hub somewhere else? We can't figure out how to coexist? We can't figure this one out? You're going to get rid of the track? Well, I think that's a harbinger of bad things to come. I think there's going to be a lot of stories about bad things that happen after that, and it's going to be the responsibility of the people who make these decisions. I think it should have been, you know, locked in as a racing facility, as a historical landmark with all the wonderful things that have happened out there. And hopefully people in the community, somebody was telling me that they should go and, like, you know, block the streets and stuff. Do anything but annoy the people you're trying to win over. Okay? Something has gone wrong in our world when people think by annoying and inconveniencing people is the way to get them to see your side of things. There are better ways to accomplish that by going there with a great presentation, by talking about how your business would be affected, by talking about, like me, a young person who went there with my father and learned the ways of this amazing motorsport, is now an adult and self-sufficient and loving what I'm doing, and all because of what I learned at Palm Beach International Raceway, the life lessons. You know, the fathers and sons and daughters who are out there racing together, you're going to take that away from all of them to build a warehouse that you could build anywhere. I really wish more people in our community would get a little more into this. I feel like I've been giving you the deets for a long time, but now it's crunch time. They've got meetings set up. They've got an open, you know, you can go and make a statement. Hopefully the smart and respectful business people, people who live in the area, people with a lot of money who go to the track with their sports cars, make a statement. Get in on this, please. And that's it. That's all I got. And, you know, first world problems, right? I'm worried about losing my drag strip. The people of the Ukraine are worried about losing their country. So I also understand and have great perspective on what it really means. Dragster Jeff, leave hard, go straight. Get that extra electricity in your lane, Joe. Yeah, well, I just got to not be there for 14 straight hours. Hopefully, they bring in law enforcement officers to help with the plea. Absolutely. I hear the sheriff's department down there is not in support of getting rid of the track. They know. They know. Good luck this weekend, Joe. Get the win. Thank you very much. Good luck, Joe, the weekend. 00 Joe. I prefer to be 15 off the bottom, even 20, consistent low 20s, high teens. I would be real happy with that. Hard to not like Aaron. Great guy. Looking forward to watching the baby Gators over the weekend. Very good. It's not affecting anything. Wow, that's a very interesting piece of information there. Rick Salazar, what's up? Good morning, Joe. Can't tune in this morning because of work, and yet you're on there commenting. That's fine. Rick, the beast. Sometimes the audio video doesn't match perfectly, but it's not affecting anything. Well, exactly. It's the internet. It's a miracle that we can connect with him. Have a great weekend, says Blake, who says he's already missing. Creamy or chunky peanut butter? Well, it depends on what we're trying to accomplish with this peanut butter. Are we using it as a, you know, in our rat traps? Then creamy. If I'm going to eat it, chunky. Good luck at your race. Thanks, Britt. Britt, this young lady on her Instagram did a whole video, you know, like pumping up WFO. Showing the hat, showing the logo, telling her friends, watch the show. What she did as a brand new listener Patreon was amazing and appreciated and like totally endorsed the show to all of her friends. That's a great way to learn about drag racing, and you get to learn about the drivers. And I can't even tell you how great a job she did. Go share it, everybody. Go share it. It's raining at the March meet, supposed to stop. Hoping for a sunny afternoon. Yeah, the whole March meet deal this weekend. Nostalgia on the scene. Caps going up there. One of these events that I really want to get to, but like, look at the reason. I just got back from the West Coast. I'm going to go back to the West Coast again to come back to the East Coast just days before the Gator Nationals. Just, man, it's at such an inconvenient time. The March meet. What's up with Jerron Settles withdrawing from Super Comp at the Hatchlings? I don't know. I don't know about that. Like, maybe they didn't get the car ready, because I was under the impression it was going to be a different car than the car he normally runs. It's going to be a newer car. So I don't know, but I don't think we're going to get that information from Jerron. But you can definitely 787 Tater Troyer. Our guest Aaron Stanfield texted me 10 minutes ago, and I didn't even know he thinks the bump is 787 for the Constant Aviation Factory Stock Showdown. So look, you just hang in there and you get what you need. 787, says Aaron, going to be the bump. Let's all remember this and we'll grade him next week. Eric Olson, great show now. Go back to watching Hatchlings this weekend. Exactly. Exactly. What I'm going to go do is go clean my air filter on the GTO and also check the transmission fluid and make sure all the fluids are correct. And then I'm ready to go to the racetrack. Because we got to leave at like, you know, 8:30 a.m. in the morning to get to Palm Beach. Good luck to all our friends, Dave and Sue Morris, and everybody that supports WFO and carries a WFO sticker on your car out there at the Baby Gators. I don't know why we're calling it the Hatchlings. Like, what happened there? Two of you, back-to-back, Hatchlings. Is Reinhardt pushing that? I thought there was a wager, and he lost it. And that was it. It was dead. That's kind of how I remember it. There was a wager. He lost the wager. And that's dead. And we don't call it the Hatchlings ever again. It's the Baby Gators. Cute little guys. And then next week is the Big Gators. Don't forget, class elimination. Alan said it. Not sure why. Yeah, no, that's his thing, man. He's got his deal. Keep those reaction times going. Well, we'll see. Back in the day, the March meet was not an NHRA race. It was a big money race for teams. Afford to go to the Gators Gator Nationals, second best of the season. Well, that makes sense, especially if you're out there in California, of course. But when you're in Florida, the perspective is a little different. Not that I wouldn't go. Of course I want to go. Just like I said, the timing is just tough. Tough timing. All right, guys. Thanks to Aaron Stanfield for coming on the show. Appreciate it. And all you guys out there, go check out Mike Salinas. Check out Alan Reinhardt. Watch on YouTube. You won't have that big dead air in the middle where we lost the computer. And just like that, we're going again. Archives are loaded. Download that free mobile application. And we're off to the races. Those of you with NHRA.TV, you're allowed to go watch that now. And we'll see you next week on Monday, 12 noon, WFO.